Zecher Nishmas, my great grandfather, Harav Avram Yitzchak, Ben Harav Yecheskel Yoshua Avsevitz, his yard site is the 13th of Teves. In Shir 40, we are continuing on our topic of Shemitah, and this time we're going to discuss some of the halachos related to Shemitah, produce, and Kedushas Shavias. And of course, just a reminder that we're only mentioning some of the halachos, and none of this should be used for any practical purpose, but rather to become aware and informed of some of the basic issues. So during Shemitah, the Torah forbids certain types of agricultural work, melachos asuros, and this applies in fields and orchards, and whatever grows is considered ownerless. Aside from the aspects of work that the Torah does not allow, the Rabbanim have extended these categories. There are two types of agricultural work. First, there's working the soil, and second, there's working on trees. The Torah forbids the following melachos. There is zeria, which is sowing, kitzira, which is harvesting, zemira, which is pruning vines, and bitzira, which is cutting grapes. So these are all punishable by Torah law. Now, netiya, planting, is part of zeria and zemira, sowing and pruning, and these are usher from the Torah, but because the Torah does not mention these explicitly, it's not punishable, and the same applies to plowing. According to the Chazon Ish, pruning on a D'oraisa level only applies to vines, and other trees are not included in this melacha. Our Chachamim added other activities to the list, and this includes clearing a field of stones, weeding, manuring, hoeing, watering, and other sorts of melachos like these. Moving on to produce, there are two categories. There's produce of the soil, pre-ho'adama, which are annuals, such as grain and vegetables, and there are perennials, pre-ho'ates. By Torah law, all of these are permissible to eat. So, for example, produce planted in the sixth year and is now growing in the seventh, aftergrowth are seeds that accidentally fell and are growing on their own. Even seeds that were planted illegally, as well as fruit, which grows on trees. So all of this is permitted on a biblical level. The Rabbanan forbid us to eat aftergrowth and any seeds that are illegally planted in order to stop people from acting in a deceptive manner. However, fruit of the seventh year, vegetables of the sixth year that are growing in the seventh year, these are all permitted. Produce of the seventh year is holy. It has Kiddushas Shavias, and this means that certain rules apply to the produce. The field must be declared ownerless, which is Hefker, in that the owner must allow free access to the field for anyone to take produce. You may not do any trade with the produce. There's an Isser Sechora. The food must only be used as the Torah spells out. So that's for you, your servant, and other people that live with you, and for your animals. Now, all food in the field can be eaten by anyone, meaning even the owner could eat it, because it's all hefker. However, if the owner illegally brought it into his home, or if it was planted but should not have been, so then it's not allowed to be eaten. Shemitah food may only be used for food and drink, anointing, lighting, and dyeing. If the food is okay for human consumption, then you cannot use it for your animals. And similarly, if it's gathered for humans, it cannot be used for less important purposes, such as for anointing. And the basic rule is that produce must be used in its normal way. We also don't throw away Shemitah produce, and special care is needed for any leftover produce, and even for the peels from the fruit. The last item we're going to discuss is the mitzvah of beer. Produce that has been gathered in may only be stored and eaten for the amount of time that the same produce is available to animals in the field. Once this type of produce is gone from the field, then no person may have any of this sort of produce in his house or in storage. And this is based on the pasuk in Vayikra 25:7, which says, the time during Shemitah when you may no longer store any of this produce in your house is called Zman Bir, the time of removal. And this includes the actual produce and anything associated with it, such as money from sales, which has kedushas shviyas on it. So basically, you take all your produce out of your house, you put it in public in front of three people, you declare it hefker, but you are allowed to keep enough for yourself for three meals and to distribute the produce to others around you, meaning like your neighbors. So this concludes Shir 40 on some of the basic laws of Shemitah, and next time we're going to discuss the applicability of the laws of Shemitah in our time.